Daniel.
Cutter stove, Daniel.
Cutter stove.
Hollister.
Cutter stove.
Cutter stove.
We'll wait another 2 or 3 minutes. One more minute.
Anybody there?
We're here.
Oh, okay.
Cut his toe.
Cut his toe.
So we're starting with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, good job, Arifu, Ishkinte, Bichilu, Urshimu, 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 Leachta, L'shem Yudhe, Bavavhe, Biyichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu ba'im l'kayim mitzvat sefirat ha'omer. La'asot nachat ruach li'otzreinu v'la'asot ratzon boreinu. Vayhi noam adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunanei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunaneihu. We'll now study the verses from Psalms that prepare us for the bracha. Adonai Elohim Wahey, Igmor Biadi Adonai Elohim Wahey, Hazdufa Leolam, Maasei Adicha, El Teref, Ekra Le'Elohim, El Yom La'El Gomer, Alay. V'yavor alayich v'yarech mat poseset v'damayich v'yomar lecha v'damayich chayei v'yamar lecha v'damayich chayei parki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Yohei Wahei Elohe gedalta, meod hod v'hadar levoshet. Ata, or kishalma, nota, shemayim kayiria. Baruch ata, Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Let us stand up and pray from the words Sefirat HaOmer, have a gematria of 65, the same gematria as Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the name of God that deals with the level of Malchut. Ha Yom Hamisha Aser Yom Leomer Shehem Shene Shavuot Yom Echad. Today is day 15 of the Omer, which is week 2 and 1 day. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mkeira b'yameinu. And let us all say amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to do the Gemara Psalm, Psalm 57. We will stop at a word, and we will stop at a letter. Lam nadea, im gimet mizmor shir, Elohim yichanenu, yivvayivakenu, yaer panav itanu selah, ladaat ba'aretz darkecha, v'chol goyim yeshuatecha, Yoducha Amim. Amim is a word that means nations. Or in the frame of a permutation, it means sea people or people of the sea. In Torah, sea is a code word for Torah, so that it can also be a nation or a people of the Torah. In what ways can you increase your traits that promote Torah study? How can you motivate others to increase their Torah study? Elohim Yoducha Amim Kulam. Yisbeku Viranenu Leumi. The letter Yud. The letter Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name and represents both the number 10 and also the number 20. It represents in Kabbalah direct light and also returning light. How can you increase your vessel by doing restriction or binding by striking? How do you understand binding by striking? How do you use binding by striking in your life today? And how can you change yourself to use it more frequently? Kitishkot amim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem selah. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam, Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu. Elohim Elohim Yivarkenu Elohim V'yiru oto Kol avse aretz. Now for the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Yemincha Bet Gimel Yud Tach Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Tacharenu No. Ra Kufre Shayan Shintet Sintet Nun. The letter Nun is a letter that has the consciousness of falling. Utilize it as a vaccine to prevent falling. How do you self-destruct in your life? What character traits do you need to change so that you can prevent any of this self-destruction? Gibor Dorshe Yehudecha Kivavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin Barchem Tacharen Rachame Tzidkacha Tamid Gamlem Etet Resh Taditach Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Na'el Adatecha Het Kufbet Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Iyar. The Pei that creates the planet Noga, the planet Venus. And the Vav. It creates the constellation, the shore, which is the bull. Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which represents the same gematria as the name Elohim, and deals with the essence of judgment. And always remember, the pay, the letter pay, is also a word pay that means our mouth. And in the Torah, the letter pay is written with a concealed bet. And this bet stands for blessings, so that when we use our mouth, we should only use it for blessings and for not other vain words. Yahi Gea Lamcha Pene Zogre Kedushatecha Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shinkufav Zadiyotah. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. And we had quite a bit of discussion tonight from the Tikkuni Zohar all about this eighth verse. This verse we say in a whisper, consisting of twenty-four letters, but it's actually 25 when it's completed with the missing vav. The 15th journey in the desert for the children of Israel was leaving Chatzerot and camping at Ritma. Ritma, which is also known as Kadesh Barnea, was the place from where the spies were sent to scout out the land of Israel. And they returned with a slanderous report, defaming the land and causing panic among the children of Israel. Hence the place was named Ritma, which in Hebrew means a boom. The term used to describe an evil tongue. Rashi indicates Rokeach, or another commentator writes that Ritma is the gematria of Lashon Hara, What can he give you? And what can he add to you, you deceitful tongue? Sharpened arrows of a mighty man with coals of brooms. Some say that many broom, the rotum trees, grew in this place. Brooms like a deceitful tongue are leafless and tolerate, and often thrive best in poor soil and growing conditions. In cultivation, they need little care. A meditation for Riedmann, when the letters are permutated and to be translated, is what tour? The spies had been instructed by Moshe to be tourists and not spies. They came back as spies. The question we need to ask ourselves is, are we a spy or are we a tourist in the physical world? Because our physical world is not our home. Please mute your phone because there's a lot of background noise. Thank you. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirot ha'omer, kedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu, kimo shekatavta, betoratach uspartem, lachem macharad ha'shabbat. Miyom haviachem et omer hatenufa sheva shabbatot temimot teyina mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shavit tesafru chamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu nafshot. Amcha Yisrael mizo hamatam uvechein yehiratzon milfanecha Adonai yohi wahe Eloheinu Elohe avoteinu shebizchut sefirat haomer shesafarti hayom yetukan ma shepagamti. Chesed Shebetiferet. Chesed Shebetiferet. Loving kindness in the frame of balance. Tiferet has the meaning of compassion, beauty, balance, and truth. Chesed has the meaning of loving kindness, love, generosity, and expansiveness. And always strive to discern the difference between Chesed Shebetiferet and Tiferet Shebechesed. Because there is a difference, even though in the scientific world, the frequency of light that passes through those two sephirot would be the same color, the same frequency. V'yetayer v'yetchagresh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. The righteous who passed this day, Rosh Chodesh, Aleph of Iyar, Rabbi Moshe Pallier of Kobrin, Rabbi Yaakov Berav, Rabbeinu Mahari Ben Rav and Rabbi Chaim Vital, the redactor, the student of the Ari who wrote down his words and then buried them so that they would not be abused. And then came to another student in his dream, told him where the papers were buried, and told him to go dig them up to be utilized. We are deeply in debt to Rabbi Chaim Vital, Rabbi Abraham Broidy of Frankfurt, Rabbi Netanyo Muel, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Chaim Meir Yechiel Drobich, and finally Rabbi Moshe Hirschler. The prophet that Rabbi Drizin teaches us is Shemaiah, the man of Elohim. He is mentioned, or the Torah brings his name in the 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 22. Vayhi devar ha-Elohim el Shemaya ish ha-Elohim la-Omer. But the word of God came unto Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, and the Shifra and Puah, the midwives in the time of Moses, which Midrash says is his mother Yochaved and his sister Miriam. These are the women prophets. The Gematria of Chesed Shebet Tiferet is 1455. And that is 1,000 plus 455. 1,000 is an Aleph and represents unity. 455 is also the Gematria of the Hebrew word for giving. Natan. Giving obviously relates to loving kindness, and giving obviously relates to compassion. In the Perkei Avot, the 48 ways to acquire Torah, the 15th method. The 15th method is limiting one's sleep. How is it possible that Rav Aaron Lieb Steinman and Rav Chaim Kardinesky barely sleep a few hours at night? But the day that I sleep under 5 hours, I will get sick, God forbid. Sleep is public enemy number one to any serious-minded person. Sleep is called Ilana de Mosa, the tree of death, God forbid. Life is about accomplishing, doing. When you sleep, you can accomplish nothing in the physical world. And children understand this very well, which is why putting them to sleep is so difficult. Would you lay down in your grave based on a promise that tomorrow you can play again? The altar of Novhardok asks, how can you expect to become a Talmid Chacham if you are not willing to give up even one night of sleep a week? And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was known to have said that every Jewish person wants to know Shash, Bible, but in one day. And that day he wants to sleep 8 hours. So getting back to our question, how do our frail Gedolim manage and why can't we? The answer may lie in the fact that it is our neshama that gives life to our body. That's why as soon as the neshama leaves our bodies, we lay lifeless with no ability to perform any function. Our strength is not derived from the spinach or the Wheaties that we eat. It is from our toil in Torah and mitzvot. This may sound scientifically silly, but look at the facts. Great Gedolim can live a century without much food, sleep, or exercise. Amazing how the life expectancy years ago didn't top 40, but our Gedolim lived past 70 or 80 or 90 years in a generation where life expectancy was not even 40. Maybe our weakened state, rather than getting sick, trying to sleep less, before we ask Hashem to give us superhuman strength to go on 3 hours a night, we probably need to fully utilize our waking hours in order to strengthen our weakened neshama. Wasting time on the wrong activities is no better than the death of sleeping. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim says that if you are going to waste your time on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, you may as well go to sleep, since at least you will wake up refreshed. Out of all the sleeping stories, we need to choose one. So I will share with you this one very briefly. One night at 3 a.m., the Netziv, who at the time was an old man, called for his granddaughter's husband, and he was also the co-host of Co-Rosh Rashid Yeshiva of Volozhin, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim ran nervously, worried if the Netziv was okay. When he got there, he saw the Netziv sitting near a table piled with sephorim, with books. The Netziv wanted to show him proof to something that they had argued out the previous day. Rav Chaim told him to please give him a minute to say Birchat HaTorah, since he just woke up. Hearing this, the Netziv burst out in tears, crying, "What will be with this young generation? It is already 3 a.m. and you haven't yet said Birchat HaTorah?" It is said that King David did not sleep more than a half hour. It actually, the wording is, did not sleep longer than the breathing of a horse, which is known to only breathe every 30 minutes. Is this a true story? That's up to you to decide. But it is clear from studying people that righteous people do not need as much sleep as people who are not righteous, which is an indication of your actions is what's puts you to sleep, which is part of death, God forbid. The Shema has 49 letters, as we learned today in the Tikkuni Zohar. The 15th letter is a vav, which means a hook. What have you hooked onto in your life? Is it positive additions or negative burdens? How can you change the result using the hook to the future? And now we will bless the rebuilding, pray for the rebuilding of the Hamikdash, the temple. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera b'yameinu. And may we all say amen. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow is Wednesday. It is Rosh Chodesh. There are additions in the morning prayer. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock, we will have our Rosh Chodesh connection. And at 8:30, we will again count the Omer. I hope you will join us. Shalom.
Shalom. Good job.
Shalom.
Shalom.